did it. You have found your judgment-free zone, the Her Dinero Matters podcast, a bilingual podcast for women who want to become reinas of their money and love their dinero more. I am your host, Jen Hemphill, a former extreme frugalist turned reina of your money advocate. Each week, I'm going to help you rein your money like that queen that you are with inspiring interviews and panel discussions from La Comunidad Latina and with solo episodes sharing simple, actionable tips and strategies. Thanks for spending some time with me today. And now let's jump into today's dose of money confidence. Hola, it's Jen Hemphill, and I hope that you have taken some time to do some spring cleaning with this month's replay and mini episode. Today, I've got another mini episode, and today we are really focusing on spring cleaning our saving strategies. So what we're doing for our saving, is it working or not working? But before we get started, I wanted to make sure that you are aware of the Cafecito Lounge only available on the Himalaya app. There you get office hours with me, bonus episodes, PDFs, and you can try it for free with the code DINERO. The link is in the show notes. Now, let's continue in assessing our state of our finances. Remember, this month is about taking a moment to really look at what we're doing to see what's working, what's not working, because we can take all the action that we want. We can save more. We can pay off our debt or pay more on our debt, those type of things. But we really want to be making sure that we're progressing, that things are working. Because if this working and maybe we can improve it more, we don't know that we can do that unless we take a look at what we've been doing and really kind of peel back the layers and see how we're doing with that. So as I mentioned earlier in this episode, we are spring cleaning our saving strategies. So to do that, we want to ask ourselves, what exactly have we been doing to save? So it's not, well, I'm saving $50 a month extra or something. It's more, okay, great. You've been saving that money, but how are we doing this? Are we putting this on autopilot? Are we manually moving money over? Or is our intent to save that extra money? And if it's there, then we save it. So how, you know, what have you been doing to save? Not how, but what have you been doing to save? What does that look like? And once we look at that, we want to see what has worked and why. So for example, you have put, I know I'm a big fan on putting everything on autopilot, meaning automated savings. I don't see it. That means I don't miss it, right? I know we tend to think that we have this fear in us that, well, maybe we'll need that money. But if we start putting on autopilot and we have a plan in place that where we know we don't really need that money, that it can go to savings, there's no reason to fear it. If you have fear that maybe you're needing that money and that's why you're not putting into savings, then take a look at your planning. Are you really fully planning and mapping out your money? So I want you to just be honest with yourself, because 9 times out of 10, that's the case where you're not clear as to where your money is going. So if you have a plan for your money, you know exactly where all your money goes, all the dollars to the penny, then you shouldn't fear that maybe you don't have enough money to save and you can put things on automated savings. It doesn't mean you have to do everything on automated savings. Maybe you prefer manually doing that. I know I had a guest in the past where she preferred manually moving that money over. For her, it was something that was very important, right? But so you have to choose what's best for you, okay? So you want to look at what has worked. So as I mentioned, let's say I do automated savings. And why it has worked is because it's automated. I don't see it. I set it and forget about it and it just builds, right? Let's say in that still that scenario, what hasn't worked? Let's say that I have been putting on automated savings because this is something I've been guilty of. And then I've taken money out. So I put it in and then I rob Peter to pay Paul because maybe I overspent or whatever. So when you're noticing that or some instance of this, what hasn't worked and why? So in this scenario or my scenario, it has always been that I really didn't plan that money really well, meaning one, there can be an instance of overspending. But before, in the years past, it was, I didn't do good planning for those non-monthly expenses. So when, let's say, Christmas came, I was finding myself digging out of the emergency savings because we didn't plan for the Christmas gift shopping. Okay. So you want to ask yourself, why hasn't what you're doing to save worked? So what has worked and why? And what hasn't worked and why? So that way, if you know what has worked and why, you want to continue doing it. At the same time, if you know what hasn't worked and why, you can improve, make some changes, make some tweaks. Okay. Another thing that you can do is, how can you make your saving fun? How can you make a game out of it? How can you make it more enjoyable? So you can Google different savings challenges. There's so much on the internet that is accessible to you. So I know I have, and in some of my programs, we've done weather dependent savings challenge, where we look at the weather. Like you choose one day of the week, like Wednesday, so Weather Wednesday, and look to see what the highest recorded temperature is in your state every Wednesday, and then challenge yourself to deposit that dollar amount into your savings that week. And then you repeat that every week. So the weather may, and granted, if it, in the wintertime, what you're saving is less, depending on where you live, of course. So, but that just makes things more exciting. Or another savings challenge. Again, you can find them anywhere. I mean, on the internet, there's a lot. Another one that I like that we did in the Money Confidence Camp was Save Your Savings Challenge. So for example, you go to the grocery store and they tell you, today you save $20, then take that and save that $20, like manually transfer or do what you need to do to put that in your savings. Okay. So I thought that was also a cool idea. And another way to make it fun is just to focus on one thing, meaning one thing that you've been wanting to save for, but you haven't been consistent with. That can be something for you. It could be an item that you've been wanting to buy, but you haven't because you don't have the savings. And so focus on that for the month to save for. So there's so many different ways to make this fun. So again, Google, you can use Google and you can find so many things. All right. So that's another thing. How can you make your saving fun? Then what are your strengths when it comes to saving? So what do you excel at? How can you leverage that? I know some of you, the person listening right now, you maybe you're really great at finding great deals. So how can you leverage finding those sales and saving that money? It could be making sure that the savings you put away from buying the item at a discounted price, that you automatically put that to your savings or towards your debt or whatever it may be. So what are your strengths when it comes to saving? And please don't say you don't have one, because I know you have at least one. So what is it for you and how can you leverage it? Okay. Then what you want to do is you want to make sure you know what exactly are you saving for, meaning you need to be specific. It can't be just for saving. I know we're told you need to save, and that's fine and dandy and that's fantastic, but you want to be specific and know what you're saving for. Because the more specific you are, the more exciting it is for you. And maybe not necessarily exciting, especially if it's an emergency savings and you're like, that's for emergencies. How can you be excited for that? But it gives you a peace of mind. So it's either going to be more exciting or fulfilling. So you want to know what exactly you are saving for. You want to be specific. Is it for your emergency savings? Is it for retirement? Is it for travel? It could be for some shoes that you haven't wanted to buy because they're expensive. It can be anything. There's no wrong answer to this. The right answer is something that really fires you up, right? So just make sure you know exactly what you are saving for. Because if you're just saving to be saving, chances are you're not going to be consistent with it. You also want to know what percentage of your money you are currently saving. And the reason you want to do it is to have a baseline. So it's not to get down on yourself, oh my gosh, I'm not saving really much. No, it's to have a baseline for the future when you assess your progress in the future. So again, you want to have a percentage of the money you're currently saving, and you want to break it down. What is going to the emergency fund, to retirement, for fund money, maintenance money, meaning maintaining the house, for when things break down, the car, non-monthly expenses, those gifts, those salon visits, dental visits that maybe cost money, those sort of things. Okay. So you want to have the percentage of the money that you're saving as a baseline, not to beat yourself up, is just as a baseline. You want to break it down to see where it's going. Okay. So where it's going to, what's going to the emergency funds, retirement fund money. If you only have one of those, that's fine. The point is to make sure that you have something that you're saving for, right? And then you, once you have, you break it down as to what your savings is going towards, you want to ask yourself, which of these would you say you need the most focus on? So what are your priorities? What is the most pressing on your mind that if you could have more money of this for this, you would be more at peace with yourself? Is it an emergency fund? Is it being able to have more in retirement? Is it really more money for travel because you haven't been on a trip in years? What is that for you? Okay. Once you do that, you want to make the necessary changes, any necessary changes to your budget. And I want to encourage you to search up America Saves. America Saves Week's already passed. They had really some fantastic videos with real life people that I think you will find inspiring, and some tips as well. Their website is a wealth of information. So just make sure to check it out. So that is it for today. The next week, we're going to do a replay where we revisit with a past guest on how to become a fiscal femme. So thank you for being here. I appreciate me. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. If you're not following me yet on Instagram, we do have an Instagram account that's less than a year old. Follow us there. You know, we have fantastic conversation. We post a lot there. So my Instagram handle for this podcast is @HerDineroMatters. So follow me there. Make sure you engage. Make sure to give me feedback on today's episode, because I will be listening and I'll respond back. So I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you again next Thursday. Nos hablaremos el próximo jueves. Ciao.